Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Friday, February 26th. This past year, between the presidential election and social unrest caused by racism and discrimination, a lot of companies have had the chance to come forward and make their missions and values known. But there's one company that's been forthright about their stand on social issues from the beginning. And it may surprise you, but that's the dating app, Bumble. Unlike other dating apps, Bumble allows only female-identifying users and heterosexual matches to make the first move. Or send the first message, as it were. The app, which launched in 2014, seeks to empower women looking for love. And the makeup of the company itself is full of women in power. Its founder is female, and 70% of its board members are women. That's basically unheard of in the corporate world. Bumble hasn't been shy about taking a stand before. In 2018, in the wake of the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida, the app banned users from sharing images of guns or other weapons. At the time, CEO and founder Whitney Wolf Herd told Time magazine, quote, "We will always put our values above our bottom line," unquote. Well, the company recently had a chance to once again put that promise into practice. In late January, Bumble told its now 42 million monthly users that it was explicitly banning any form of body shaming on the app. In a statement, they defined body shaming as, quote, "forcing your opinion of a good body onto others," unquote. They said they would prohibit users from sending messages critiquing someone's body or sharing that a certain body type was unacceptable or undesirable in their user bios. And they explicitly said language that could be deemed fatphobic, ableist, racist, colorist, homophobic, or transphobic had no place in their app. An algorithm will flag such language, and Bumble will give rule breakers a warning, and repeat incidents can cause a user to be banned from the app entirely. Anyone who feels like they're the victim of body shaming, meanwhile, can report a user through the app. The move came just a few weeks before Bumble went public, which made CEO and founder Herd the youngest female founder to take a U.S. company public and the youngest self-made female billionaire. Bumble sold 50 million shares in its initial offering, reports CNBC. Herd is no stranger to dating apps. She co-founded competitor Tinder in 2012. She left Tinder 2 years later and soon after filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against the company. The parties eventually reached a settlement. Tinder has community guidelines that discourage users from harassing and mistreating other users and relies on its estimated 50 million users to report violations of these rules. Last year, the company began using a new machine learning tool that could help flag offensive messages, according to Wired. But it's diverged from Bumble in other ways. Following Bumble's move to ban images of guns, a Tinder spokesperson told Mashable that, quote, "We are not banning guns. We don't have a blanket ban of guns," unquote. Tinder is owned by Match Group, which also owns dating apps Hinge, Match, and OkCupid. Prior to going public, Bumble said it acknowledges its competition, but that online dating is not a, quote, "winner-takes-all market," reported CNBC. That's because, the company said, most people have an average of 2 different dating apps on their phones. And with this move, Bumble is hoping that if you are tired of body shaming and other offensive comments that can plague the online dating world, you'll make one of those apps Bumble. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky, edited by Emma Courtney. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.